Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Wellbe Financial's very own Richard Sowell and Virtus AI's Mitch Rutledge. They are both here talking about how Wellbe and Virtus are joining forces to help members prosper with cutting-edge predictive analytics. Fascinating conversation here, so check it out.
Awesome news, CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, we have two fine gentlemen here representing the credit union industry. Right next to me is Mr. Mitch Rutledge from Virtus AI. Mitch, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good to see you, Mike.
Good to see you again as well. And then right below us is Wellbe Financial's very own Richard Sowell. Richard, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us on today, Mike.
You are welcome. Yeah, we got a really cool story here because the two of you both your organizations have partnered up or have joined forces to help members prosper with cutting edge predictive analytics. And this predictive analytics has always fascinated me, just how they work and how they benefit not only the credit union, but the members and just where it can take us down this really cool analytics journey. And you guys are right in the middle of it all. So, but first, I mean, I kind of want to lay the foundation here. Mitch, give us a quick refresher on Virtus AI, and then we'll dive into how the two organizations are working together here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mike. So Virtus AI is a member growth solution built for credit unions. We use a powerful AI engine to help credit unions, we say, know, grow, and measure each member as they climb their financial mountain. We're using the data that credit unions already have, that behavioral transaction account data to, again, as well as third-party data, to be able to understand the member's journey and provide better product and service recommendations as we do marketing and outreach to the members to really help them, help serve them and give them the products and services they need and want.
Right on, right. And which kind of goes well with your background graphic there with the mountain and the snow-capped peak in the behind you. So well placed, sir. All right. So Richard, I'm going to come to you on this one. So what was going on at Wellbe? What was going on at Wellbe Financial that prompted you guys to look at implementing predictive analytics technology like Virtus AI?
Well, for us, it really started with our strategic plan. And last year, we rolled out a new purpose, which is a very simple, but I think profound purpose. We are here to help people prosper. And we then worked on building out what that means. And for us, it's helping members build resiliency through saving 1 month's income, saving up for a down payment on a home so they can build their wealth through home ownership, and then ultimately thriving and using the wealth they've built to help others. So that's sort of our path to prosperity. And what we found is that that's a straightforward path and something we are very good at. If we have a strategic advantage, it's financial services. We know how to do that and how to help people prosper. But how to deliver that message in a world where there's lots of competition for attention was what was difficult for us. And I've had some experience working in analytics in other roles. And so I knew that that is really important, but also a difficult thing to start from scratch on. And so looking for a partner which could help us deliver the right message on the next step in that financial journey at the right time.
So what was it about Virtus AI that kind of helped them kind of percolate to the top in your view?
Some of it, which really attracted us initially, was even just some of how they're structuring their platform. So they have built what is this summit. And so we knew that to help people on the path to prosperity, we needed to grow our relationship with them. And their entire tool was built around growing relationships with members. So just from the very start, we saw this alignment of vision in that we have great products and services, and it's all built on like true relationship growth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that was probably the first thing that brought them to the top. The other thing is that we're still very early on in our data journey. Mm-hmm. So doing an entire data warehouse project or, you know, doing data science internally wasn't really an option for us. And it wasn't the next strategic step we wanted to take. We wanted to get better at our core competencies. They made the process really easy for us. So we were able to do a pilot in just a couple of weeks and start seeing value, which is how we like to do things. We didn't have to sign a big contract and then see if it works in a couple of years. In just a few weeks, with a relatively low investment in both effort and dollars, we were able to see results.
Okay, that's music to a lot of credit unions' ears out there, and Welby's as well. So good stuff. And Mitch, that leads me perfectly into my next question here about the implementation process, because Richard kind of teed you up nicely there with this kind of a cool, flexible launch pad for credit unions out. So share with us the implementation process, because it sounds pretty unique in this respect, and then getting these predictive analytics going at Welby.
Yeah, that's definitely, I'd say, first principles of Virtus is that we don't want to be a new big data warehouse for credit unions. We are, again, like I said at the beginning, a member growth solution. So we want to use, you know, the right data to give you product and service recommendations to help grow that member relationship. And so we start with a pretty small data set that all credit unions will have in their core bank forms. And, you know, depending if it's Jack Henry or whatever it is, we need a pretty small data set for us to give those recommendations. And as Richard said, our goal is to empower marketing strategy, you know, sales teams with the power of this predictive AI without needing a team of data scientists. We know that most credit unions can't go hire those resources, and we want to provide a consumable, easily approachable solution, right? So it's a user experience that has a workflow that easily helps us identify who and what and how we should engage members in marketing or sales campaigns. So, you know, our implementation, when we can get that pretty small data set, we're going to give those recommendations, as Richard said, in a few weeks. We have a concept we call the member mountain. Yeah. And that member mountain is giving you a visual of where are the members on their participation journey with your credit union, and how do we grow them up the mountain? And as Richard mentioned, this idea of a summit rate is the rate at which we're growing people up the mountain. And then, you know, again, we want to, it's an ongoing process. We're putting a user experience, and it's intuitive for a marketer to create better campaigns, smarter campaigns for them to engage the members in an easy and, you know, again, consumable AI experience. So again, in weeks, you're getting the value out of it that they can go do better, smarter campaigning and engagement.
So was this implementation process that Richard described, was this kind of like a conscious thing on Virtus's part to get credit unions up and running here without too much of a lift?
Absolutely, 100%. So just for context, my background, my partners, we worked for a big analytic software company called SAS. They're one of the leaders in, you know, predictive analytic platforms. And we knew that, you know, oftentimes we saw these platforms, data warehousing platforms, take, you know, months and years to happen to really get value out of. And we said, right, we can't do that. Yeah. We know in this space, we have to deliver value quickly. And that's why we said, let's start with a small amount of data that we can give actionable recommendations on, and then grow over time. My mantra, Richard's, you know, tired of me saying that data is a journey, not a destination, right? So let's start with what we have today. And over time, we're adding things, some of the third-party data elements that they have. We know the industry terms. We're starting to add survey results into NPS as predictors of likelihood. We have application data from some of the indirect members. So as over time, we can add to this, but we want to start with something that we can get value from quickly, and then again continue to grow and evolve.
Yeah, that's such a great strategy, especially for the credit union industry. Indeed. So Richard, before we get to talking to some results and some usage, because I know you guys are still early on in the process, but how do you see predictive analytics benefiting your credit union and then ultimately your members? Because when we're talking analytics, predictive analytics, at least in my point of view, I mean, that's the most fascinating part of it all. It's almost like having your own crystal ball sitting right there in front of you and being able to kind of address the needs of your members, or no, let's go to the Wayne Gretzky analogy. You're skating to where the puck is gonna be instead of where it is.
Love it. That's
so
exactly
that's
right.
Kind of what I'm thinking about when I hear predictive analytics.
This is one of those subjects where I could spend the rest of the time talking about it, but I think one of the things that we see is that we've created this path to prosperity. We've identified how to get to some of these end results. But we also know that every member has a unique journey. And, you know, I might say home ownership is a key for the vast majority of people to prosper. but how they get to the step of home ownership is very unique. And so what predictive analytics is able to help us do is to say, one member might start with a youth savings account and then get online banking and then get a checking account, which leads to budgeting, and budget leads to savings, and savings leads to down payment. But another member might have a totally different journey. And so I like to say, like, I want to move away from personalized marketing and move towards personal marketing, which is very specific, not just to people like Mike, but to Mike himself and his particular journey. And we're getting very close to that to say the next step for you is likely this offer. One of the things that was really important to us as we talk about the mountain and participation is this, we might be thinking products, but it's not just products. It's, do you have direct deposit? Do you have online banking set up? Are you using budgeting? How are you spending? We've been able to do a campaign, for example, that says, we have a goal for you to save up $3,500 as 1 month savings, and we think you're close. Here are a couple of steps to do it. So it goes so far beyond just a product pushing, large scale marketing effort to a personal relationship that is empowered through data. And that's where we want to be.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like the predictive aspect of it as well, it gets you to that almost individual personal. I mean, that's right. The personalization for sure, but it almost gets you to that individual, right? And so that's what a lot of folks are striving for, no matter what industry you're in. We're all trying to get to that very individual, because everyone, like you said, everyone's journeys or stories are so unique. And if you can do that, oh my gosh, sky's
that's
the
right. Yeah. And we expect it, right? So I know Netflix is going to tell me exactly the next show that I, Richard, should watch. And I believe that Wellbe can do that same thing for our members, to say you as a member in particular should take this next step. And when you take that next step, it's going to work. You're going to build trust with us, and then we can help you even more. So the more that you participate, the more that we offer you the right thing, the more we know about you, the more we can help you.
So can you share with me the experience that you guys have, or just maybe some anecdotes or something based on the experience that you guys have had so far using Vertus AI and their predictive analytics tools?
Yeah. So some of the cool results. So one of the things that we've been able to do is pretty radically increase the amount of volume we can email. So email is one of our core connection points with members. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen growth of our email delivery of up to 4 times. But what's important is at the same time as we're increasing the delivery, so how many emails we're delivering, we've increased by 40% the open rate of those emails. So we're delivering a lot more messaging with a lot more engagement. And so we're trending higher and higher on total open rates of emails. We saw in one of our pilots, 25 times the conversion rate of people in the propensity list to get the offering. Overall, what we've been able to do is increase the number of campaigns that we're running. So if you look at like spring to fall, we're running 3 times the number of campaigns perpetually. So we're up to over 25 campaigns within a single month running.
Good.
Because we're selecting. We know that we can't just send you, Mike, 25 things. That's too much.
I was about to say, yeah.
But if we pick
very individual, very personal,
the one or two messages that matter to you,
yeah,
then we have a lot more space.
Yeah.
And it's really working.
Yeah, these are very segmented, I'm assuming, right? So it's not sending out 25 campaigns to the entire membership. No,
that's the
approach for sure. And that doesn't work too well. But yeah, you guys have the predictive stuff allows you to get right. And is that the strategy here as well?
That's exactly right. How do we change the denominator? Focus on the smaller groups so we get a higher conversion rate. That's a lot of what we're doing is choosing what are the right one or two things that are relevant to you as a member and put those in front of you. And again, I think one of the things that this also allows you to find other channels, right? While the email has been very successful, and Richard, you might share, you guys have done some calling campaigns as well. And historically, if you're doing calling and you just give a list to someone that says, here's 10,000 members, go call them, that's a daunting list. But if I can say, here are the 100 that actually have propensity for this product or service, that's a much more manageable for a branch team to say, okay, we can reach out to 100, right? 1,000 or 10,000. So helping with that kind of channel engagement is back to the heart and soul of a personalized experience that credit unions are about. And so we want to be able to easily empower that.
Yeah. And your success rate goes up too, right? So when you have that smaller,
To that point, we're changing the experience for the team member and the member. So by using predictive analytics to shrink the number of targets to those who are very likely to appreciate the offer, we're increasing the confidence of the team member and their experience when they make a call, which in itself increases the effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So that effectiveness makes the next campaign more effective. And we're really starting to see some of that momentum where instead of the these various channels being sort of a burden to take the list, it's an excitement, right? Like, I know I'm going to have this good member interaction. The member knows when they get a call from Welby that it's going to be something that matters, or when they get an email, it's going to be something that's relevant. And that momentum is what we're building.
Yeah, it's definitely a two-way street here. And I think a lot of people forget about the staff perspective on their kind of excitement and going into these.
That's right.
Into these campaigns.
That's right.
I mean, obviously we want to focus on the member and their experience for sure, but the staff too, you know, they got to go into it with a positive, positive attitude for sure, and build that momentum for sure. So yeah. And that's what all of this predictive analytics allows you guys to do. So this is why I love predictive analytics. It's so fascinating on how it works and how it can almost get you down to the individual. And Mitch, it looks like you have something to say.
Oh, and I think it's so important. As we know, I mean, we're at Venture Tech, a lot of the conversations was around 2024 is going to be a year of, you know, efficiency, how to do more with what less. And we think that we can really help and empower people to provide, again, that next level of personalized service and experience, but without having to go hire more teams of people, which we know is going to be tough.
Right.
Make, you know, big investments in infrastructure. And so we are really keen to support that. How do we, you know, efficiency, more with less strategies that we think many credit unions are going to have next year. And again, this is about how do we, you know, we know that if we go talk to one member, we can build a personalized journey for them, but that doesn't scale. And so the power of the Virtus solution is how do we do that at scale and look at all of the members and really find all of the paths for every member. And then go execute on how do we engage that, whether it's with branch staff, email, whatever channel is the right way to do that. Mm-hmm. So we really are, you know, believe that we can help credit unions as we go into 2024.
Right on. And how much fun is this stuff too, really? Because when you have success rates like this, you know, it's a lot of fun to do this type of work for sure. So having said that, so what's next for the two organizations? I mean, I know we're still early on in this journey. I mean, what's next? Rich, I'll let you go first. What's next from the credit union's perspective?
We've talked a lot about what we could do with the predictive analytics side. One of the things that I'm really excited that we're working on right now with Virtus is using generative AI to create the marketing ideation. So not just to say, here's the targets you should use, but using generative AI to create marketing plans. And then ultimately, we hope to get to where we're creating marketing content, at least in draft form, to put the tools right in the marketer's hands to say, okay, I've started with a draft. Those of us in marketing know creating the draft is the hardest part. So if we can create the draft, then we can move quickly into the execution phase. So I'm very excited about that. And ultimately for us, all of this is driving towards our hope to help people along that path to prosperity, to build resilience through mm-hmm. savings, to grow their wealth through home ownership, and ultimately to thrive and use their wealth to help others.
Indeed. Love that. Love that. And your marketers must be kids in a candy store right now with all this information in front of them and probably just salivating. So, and Richard, I'm going to get Mitch, I'm going to get your perspective on, you know, from Virtus AI's perspective on what's next for Welby and your relationship working with them.
Yeah. So this generative AI, we're really excited about. How do we, again, back to, we're at 25 or so campaigns a month. We know that we need to scale in the whole life cycle of the campaign process to make it efficient for them. Another thing that we're really excited about is as we get more credit unions on the platform, that will only benefit Welby and all of our clients, because we use the learnings from this much broader data set to really to learn for the model to learn. And then we can, you know, use that training to empower the individual credit unions. And one of the things that we are excited about is the ability to help with also understanding, do you have the right product and service mix for your for your member base. And so, for example, if we know that there's products that you don't even offer, but we have seen them in other credit unions, we can use the learnings to say, hey, does your credit union membership see value in an insurance product or in some new product? And maybe we can help you with your product mix to, again, help the members and serve the members with new products and services that you may not even, even had. We also, one of the things that's on our horizon is, how do we help with new member acquisition? Today, we're very much focused on the existing membership and how do we serve and grow the relationship with existing members. But we know that new member acquisition is a priority for a lot of credit unions. And we think we can take the learnings from what we know about who are our most engaged and, you know, participant credit union members to go find what is the next, you know, member that we want to add or the prospective member. So those are big areas that are on our 2024 horizon. But yeah, we're really excited about the relationship we've had with Wellbe and so many more things to come in 2024 to serve their membership.
Very exciting indeed. And I love how you guys are actually using the data as well to help better serve your clients. So that's pretty cool. And yeah, the credit unions, and it was ultimately the members benefit for sure. So, all right, gentlemen, I know you got a lots on your plate here and lots of work to do and getting prepared for 2024 as well. But anything else to add to wrap up? Richard, any final thoughts here before I let you guys go?
No, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to talk about it. You know, if I was going to say anything to those credit unions out there, it's embrace what's possible with predictive analytics and generative AI. It's a huge space with lots of opportunity. It's going to allow us to execute our mission to serve members and help them prosper more effectively. And so spend some time on it.
Indeed. The tools are out there. They're there for the taking. So, and you guys are a great example of leveraging that stuff. And Mitch, I'll let you have the last word, sir.
Yeah, we're just thankful for partners like Wellbe that are, you know, on this journey with us and are embracing the power of using the data that they already have with predictive analytics and AI. And we're looking for more folks to jump on this journey because, as I said, the more that join the movement, the more that we can support the entire credit union movement. Okay. So thanks for this opportunity, Mike, and excited for, you know, the future of our partnership and where we take it with the credit union movement.
Indeed, sir. Well said. Well said. Yeah, the more the merrier. If that saying was ever more appropriate, this is
space
for it.
That's right.
Sure. All right, guys, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much again for your time today. Congrats on the success already. Look forward to visiting down the road when we can have some more numbers and more stats and more results. That would be kind of fun to do. Maybe we'll revisit in 6 months or so and see what's going on. That'd be good.
Love it.
All right, gents. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your days and your day. And then, we will chat again. Well done.
Thank you, Mike.
You are.
Thank you, Mike.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.